Thanks.
What do you specifically do about?
Well, they've asked me to do a couple of things on intelligence matters, and I've gone to Washington a couple of times already, and I was happy to do it. I think when the president asks you to do something, or his administration asks you to do it, I don't want to leave the impression that the president called me to do that, but the administration asked me to do it, and so I was happy to do it.
In what way? What kind of intelligence?
Well, I'm not sure I'm supposed to go into that, Dave. Yeah.
Who's the tougher opponent for you, Perry or Hutchison?
I don't think it makes any difference. I mean, I think the Republicans have got to decide who they want to be the standard bearer, but I think you have to be ready to run against both. And I think that the reason it doesn't make all that difference is because I think the Republicans are hamstrung right now because the base is so narrow. That I think that they can't have policies that appeal to the broad constituency of the whole state.
What would deter you from running?
Well, I think things are going really well. I mean, to get this kind of crowd before you're even officially a candidate, that says a lot. I think it says that people are ready to for a change. I have gone all over the state. I've gotten an incredibly good response. But I said I wasn't going to make the final decision until make it official until after the session was over in June. But I'm sure getting a great response.
So you mean you're going to make it a final decision in June, or the session's going to end in June?
Well, I don't know when the session's going to end, but I'll make an announcement probably mid to late June.
Okay.
on the final.
Okay. Are you convinced you've seen the whole Democratic field?
You know, I don't ever want to take that position, but I think people are coalescing around my candidacy, and it's a broad spectrum of support. And I think people, I hear it over and over again, that they want to unite behind somebody and try to present as united party as possible for the general election. And I think I got a chance to be that kind of candidate. But, you know, it's a free country, and everybody has a chance to run, and anybody that wants to run can certainly do it.
Why haven't Democrats won statewide elections for more than a decade, and what can you do to be different?
I think that you have a chance for people to take another look at the Democratic Party. George Bush, frankly, was very, very popular in Texas and when he ran for governor, and his father was popular when he ran for vice president, but I think this is a different day, and I think people are ready to look at the Democratic Party again. And if the Democrats nominate a moderate Democrat that can appeal to not only Democrats but to independents and what I think of as thinking Republicans, then I think you got a chance to win. It'll be a tough race, but I think you got a chance to win.
So you're defining yourself as a moderate Democrat?
I am, yeah.
Are you spending much time in this part of the campaign on fundraising?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time. I'm trying to get around particularly to areas where I'm not as well known. The Dallas-Fort Worth area, I'm better known.
Right.
Actually, in Travis County, because of my friendships here and serving in the legislature, I'm pretty well known here.
Right.
But I'm trying to get everywhere. And I've had a good response everywhere. I've been in Beaumont, I've been in Galveston, I've been in the Valley. And San Antonio, Houston, you know, it's a big old state. You got to get around and see people. But the thing is, I'm getting the same response. It doesn't matter whether it's a low-income neighborhood or a high-income neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making that kind of speech, and it's getting nods in the crowd.
How much longer do you think it'll take you to bone up on issues, feel like you're comfortable with issues?
Well, I think you're always in a learning mode, and I want to learn more detail about the issues. I think in the broad conceptual sense, I know where I want to take the state, and I know what the state needs to, and I need to do more of the nuts and bolts stuff, and I'm going to spend some time on that between now and announcement day.
In California this week, Governor Schwarzenegger suggested studying the decriminalization of marijuana laws, for instance. Got an opinion on that?
I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah. Why not?
I think that I just am not in favor of decriminalizing marijuana or other narcotics or controlled substances.
You wouldn't study it?
Well, I don't think you ever say you don't study things, but there are a lot of other things I'd want to study before I studied that.
mentioned Governor Perry, but you didn't say anything about Senator Hutchison. Why was that?
Not on purpose. I meant to remind people that what I said about secession, I got a lot of compliments on. I was in Houston a couple of weeks ago when it all came up, or I was going to Houston, so I called people that were going to have events for me, and they complimented me on what I said about secession. And I said, well, what did you think about what Kay said? And there was kind of a long pause, and they'd say, I don't believe I saw what she said. I said, that's because she didn't say anything. And Kay has not said one word about this whole business since it's happened. And I find that very strange. And the only way that I can really attribute that to is the fact that in a Republican primary, it's considered a serious issue, which is astounding to me. And but that's the state of politics in Texas right now.
How big a hurdle for you in a Democratic primary is George Bush and your friendship and your support for him?
People have to make their own decision on that, and I don't quarrel with that. The president asked me to serve the country. I tried to do that, and I told him that I didn't want to be a Republican, and he never asked me to be a Republican, and I never did anything for the Republican Party. And I think people understand that when you're asked to serve the country, that you should do that. And the Obama administration has twice asked me to help on matters. I've happily done that because I think it's in the interest of the country to do that. And I hope that people could be attracted to this candidacy regardless of what their political affiliation was, because they wanted to do something for Texas.
The last time we talked to you when you were announced here, you talked about voting for Bush, in particular over Ann Richards. Do you think that turns a crowd like this off? Or?
Well, it really hasn't come up that much. Okay. I mean, I was asked about it more at the very beginning than I am now. But I was in San Antonio last week. I spoke to the precinct chairs down there. A couple of people asked me about it beforehand.
Uh-huh.
I gave them the same answer I've given you. After I made my speech, they all came up, wanted to have their picture made, all signed up for the campaign. So I think people want to know, are you a Democrat? And when I point out that I've always voted in the Democratic primary, and the bloggers did some research on me, which I wasn't aware of, but I've never missed voting in a Democratic primary since I was old enough to vote in 1968. And I think when people hear me talk and what I want to talk about, that issue goes away.